health procedures, providing tens of thousands of men in the Las Vegas area for the past 6 years with the help they need. New Mail Medical Special Care starts with the first visit, and they're going to be with you every step of the way. After the first visit, you'll be comfortable and relaxed in their hands, knowing they will be guiding you through whatever you need and any issue you have. Check out New Mail Medical by going to newmailmedical.com. That's N-U-M-A-L-E medical.com. Or call 702-919-0609. Don't go see a cheap imitation. Go to the originators. New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. 702-919-0609.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. The National Hurricane Center says Hurricane Zeta has crashed ashore in storm-weary Louisiana as a powerful Category 2 storm, striking the latest blow of an extraordinarily busy Atlantic tropical storm season. The Miami-based center says a Hurricane Hunter aircraft confirmed at 4 p.m. Wednesday that the menacing storm had made landfall near Cocodrie, Louisiana. New Orleans 911 Executive Director Tyrell Morris says residents should get to safety because hurricane winds could endanger first responders.
We are expecting that there be a place that our public safety units will not be able to respond to 911 calls. The phone will still be answered. We still will take the call and get into the system. But if sustained winds get to a certain point where it is unsafe for a fire truck or an ambulance to respond, we will not be able to do so.
The fast-moving storm came ashore on the southern Louisiana coastline in a region of the Gulf Coast that has already been in the crosshairs of earlier storms this season. The Senate Commerce Committee took a closer look today at the Section 230 protections enjoyed by big tech platforms like Facebook and Twitter.
Chairman Senator Roger Wicker credits what he calls a light-touch regulatory framework for the Internet's success.
And to Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act, often referred to as the 26 words that created the Internet.
By protecting what were small startup platforms from liability as they manage the content on their sites, today he says things have changed.
The openness and freedom of the Internet are under attack.
Meaning it may be time to tighten the laws on the platforms that are now among the world's most powerful corporations. Bob Agner reporting.
The police commissioner in Philadelphia says her department will release 911 tapes and footage from police body cameras in the near future in the shooting death of Walter Wallace, Jr. Commissioner Danielle Outlaw says that officials will do so after talking with Wallace's relatives to prepare them. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 943 points. More at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
If you've fallen behind in your credit card payments during the shutdown, you're probably feeling some added pressures. But you don't have to solve these problems alone. Trinity Debt Management can help. All you have to do is give Trinity a quick call, and we'll take care of the rest. No one really knows what the future will bring, but one thing is for sure. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Here's the number.
Call 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
Many voters are getting a mail ballot for this election. When you do, carefully follow the directions to vote and make sure you sign the outside of the envelope here. Then put it in the mail or bring it to a ballot drop-off box. And do this soon so we receive it in time to be counted. For anyone who would rather vote in person, we will have regular polling places open during early voting and on election day. So this election is up to you. Mail it in, drop it off, or go vote in person. It's your choice. Don't lose your voice. Vote. Brought to you by Clark County.
Hey, Kevin Wall here with big news. Pho 87, famous Vietnamese food in Las Vegas since 1987, has a great offer just for my listeners. Owner Mia Ha, a proud Trump supporter, is offering you 20% off your food order. That's right, 20% off through Election Day. Just tell them Kevin Wall sent you. Visit Pho 87, Vietnamese restaurant on Jones near Spring Mountain, or check out their amazing menu at pho87.net. That's pho87.net. And make sure you get out and vote.
It's 3:04. This KMZQ News Flash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal injury, and probate.
I'm Jim Dallas. Downtown Las Vegas is celebrating the opening of its first built-from-the-ground-up hotel casino since 1980. As Circa has opened for business, speaking at a VIP party before the opening to the public at midnight, Circa co-owner Derek Stevens said the property's only opening will not only boost his own business, but that of downtown and Las Vegas as a whole. The opening of the adults-only hotel casino has put 1,500 people back to work and includes the return of the iconic 99-cent shrimp cocktail at Saginaw's Delicatessen inside the Circa. That's between 1 and 3 a.m. daily. Meanwhile, the only Las Vegas Strip casino which is still closed is about to reopen. The Cromwell reopens tomorrow, also as an adults-only casino. Gaming analysts say the adults-only rule makes sense at the Cromwell, a smaller boutique hotel casino which already has emphasis on its casino offerings. Experts say it's an entertainment and it will differentiate itself from other Caesars entertainment hotels. Clark County officials say more than half of the money available in its $50 million housing assistance program is already spoken for. Before the CARES Housing Assistance Program portal launched last week, they helped more than 3,800 county households.
KCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
As we take a look at the traffic cams, there is a road closure due to police activity. That is Pecos at Lake Mead Boulevard. So remember, Pecos at Lake Mead Boulevard, you are closed in both directions. Kevin Wall up next.
Gather around! Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. Kevin Wall with you. It is live and local for a Wednesday, a hump day. The president was in town, actually was in Bullhead City and Laughlin. He's been here in town since Tuesday night, and he delivered an absolutely spectacular speech in under very windy conditions. In Bullhead City. Joining us now, we are so happy to have him. He's been on many, many times before, and it's great in this final week before the election to have him on. Eric Trump, the son of President Donald J. Trump. And Eric, first of all, let me ask you, where are you calling from? I know you had a great event last night at the Ahern, but where are you today and where are you headed?
Yeah, I was in Reno yesterday morning. I was in Las Vegas all yesterday afternoon. In fact, I got to see my dad in the hotel last night, and we were hanging out for a little while, and we had a lot of fun together, and I just got to Dayton, Ohio, and now I'm driving up to Columbus, Ohio, and so we're all over the country. We're literally all over the country, Kevin. We're working hard, unlike the other candidate who locks himself in a basement for weeks on end. He and his family are out there working really hard.
You had a chance to visit with your dad last night. What's his attitude going into these final 6 days? Is he confident? Is he apprehensive? Give me the mood of the president.
No, I mean, he feels great. I mean, first of all, the happiest he always gets when he's, when he's in front of people and he's in front of, real Americans, not in Washington, D.C. He's in front of, the crowds that you see him in front of every single day, not the swamp. And, we were laughing and we were having a great time. And, I mean, his crowds are unbelievable. And the crowds that we're getting all over, all of us, Don, myself, Ivanka, everywhere. I mean, the enthusiasm is crazy, Kevin. And by the way, when you see people, when you have, 30,000 people chanting, "We love you. We love you." This is no longer about politics. This is about You know, this is really a movement in America. I mean, people love the American flag. They're sick and tired of seeing it getting burned. People are sick and tired of seeing people kneeling to the national anthem and, you know, removing the Pledge of Allegiance from schools. And the wars against faith in this country and the wars against the Second Amendment and the mistreatment of our incredible men and women in blue, you know, law enforcement. I mean, the way law enforcement has been mistreated by the radical left is unlike anything else. And they don't want socialized medicine. People in this country don't want to lose their private health insurance. They don't want taxes to go up by $4 trillion. And they also don't want a guy who's been in politics for 47 years, a guy that's accomplished, you know, virtually nothing other than giving Iran $150 billion of U.S. taxpayer money. You know, they're just rejecting. They're rejecting the radical left. This isn't the party of JFK. This isn't the party of Bill Clinton. This is a radical, radical party, and people are rejecting it. And there's a great movement of love out there, and you're seeing it every single day at these rallies, at these events. And, you know, it's a very special thing to be a part of firsthand.
I know you've seen internal polling. You've seen the public polling. Without giving away too many secrets, tell me where we are here in Nevada.
Yeah. You know, my polling comes from my gut. You know, when everywhere we show up, there's hundreds and hundreds, or in his case, you know, tens of thousands of people. You know, those are the polls I look at. And my father, what he's done for, you know, the Latino community. I mean, that's the event I did last night. You know, off the charts, and what he's done for the African-American community and what he's done for businesses in this country. And you have Joe Biden talking about a dark winter is coming. A dark winter, that was his exact comment. You remember that at the debate. A dark winter is coming. And my father goes, no. A beautiful winter is coming. And we're opening up our country, and we're going to have tremendous prosperity, and we're going to have the greatest, you know, economy on earth, and people are going to get back to their kids' softball games and little league games, and we're going to get back to church and faith and our hobbies and life and back to work. And you know, yet Biden's talking about a very dark winter coming, and it's two fundamentally different, you know, principles and attitudes and outlooks, and one's one of cynicism, that's, you know, and then one's one of total optimism. We live in the greatest country on earth, you know, it's why my father fights as hard as he does.
Again, Eric Trump joining us. He is tooling through the state of Ohio after being in Nevada for a couple of days. I want to talk about what I've dubbed the Biden crime family, and whether we will ever find out, whether the fake news media will ever address what's been going on with Hunter and Joe and Jim Biden and the Biden family. I call it the Biden crime family. Are we ever going to get the fake news media to actually cover this story?
Yeah, probably not, honestly, because they're corrupt. They may as well be the lobbying arm for the Democratic Party. And listen, the vast majority of the mainstream media in this country are owned by, you know, three or four different, you know, people or companies, and they're on the opposite side. I mean, ABC has not spent a single second on it. ABC has spent no time on the story. And could you imagine, Kevin, could you imagine if I had an email that said $10 million to be held by, you know, in his emails by H. Hunter, $10 million to be held by E. Eric for the quote unquote big guy. Could you imagine if I had that kind of email? Could you imagine if I had an email, you know, to my sister saying, you know, unlike what dad makes me do, I'm not going to make you pay me 50% of your salary. I mean, these emails exist. What they were doing, I mean, $3.5 million from the mayor of Moscow's wife. Could you imagine if I took a nickel from the mayor of Moscow's wife while my father was in office? And then, you know, sitting on boards of natural gas companies, you know, there's an email out there, and you've probably seen this, Kevin, where please don't mention Joe Biden's name in email. He's very, very paranoid. He only wants to meet in person. Could you imagine if Trump said that? We'd be in jail for the rest of our lives, and it's disgusting. America's sick and tired of this stuff. It's horrible. It really is a crime family, and it's horrible, and the media's carrying their water for them. I mean, they really are. And, and by the way, so is social media. I mean, you see the censorship. It's Kayleigh McEnany, the White House press secretary, who's incredible. She retweeted a New York Post article, and she gets kicked off of Twitter for it. I mean, she gets kicked off of Twitter because it was an article that they didn't agree with because it was critical of one of their own. Kevin, Americans see through this. They see it clear as day. Americans are really, really smart, and they understand exactly what was happening there. And believe me, they're seeing it. They're seeing it as much as the media is trying to hide it.
I want to ask you, I've been saying for months now, six, seven, 8 months, that this was going to be an election about choices. and I'll give you as much time as you want. What are the choices out there for Americans in this election? Not just the stylistic stuff, the president's always on the road and always doing hangar speeches and Joe Biden's in his basement. I'm talking about what is at stake for Americans' lives over the the next 6 days.
My father wants the greatest economy in the world, and he created that. The lowest unemployment, the lowest African-American unemployment, the lowest Hispanic unemployment, the lowest female unemployment. He wants 401ks and pension plans to go through the roof, which they have under him. I mean, the Dow's gone up by 12,000 points under him. It went up by 4,000 points in, 8 years of Obama and Biden. It's gone up by 12,000 points in 3.5 years of my father. He wants the greatest military on the planet. You see what he's doing, new aircraft carriers, new, F-35s, Space Force. Look at the new satellites and ultrasonic weapons, $721 billion a year. He wants the toughest military in the world, hands down, not even close. You look what he did for vets. 10,000 vets died waiting to get into, waiting to get into the VA under Obama and Biden. He gave them, my father, came up with a system where he gave choice to veterans and allowed them to go to private health care insurance, right? And that was an incredible thing. Look at opportunity zones. Look at criminal justice reform. Look at the four peace deals that he's created in the last 4 weeks, moving the embassy to Jerusalem. Look at the border wall and border security, right? 350 miles of border wall, another 250 miles pre-construction. The lowest amount of human trafficking ever, right? Lowest amount of illegal immigration, lowest amount of drug trafficking. I mean, school choice. Look at what he's done to protect religious liberty and our Second Amendment, and what he's done to stand up for the nonsense that is being tossed at law enforcement officers every single day. I mean, I could go on and on. Look what he's done with prescription drug pricing in this country, which was, they were selling the same pills to France for $1 that they were selling to a U.S. citizen for $10, and he put an end to that. And, prescription drug prices are rocketing down. Look what he did to end Obamacare and the individual mandate. That was a total disaster, right? And I could go on and on and on. And then you look at Obama. You look at Obama and you look at Biden and what they accomplished. Biden gave $150 billion to Iran, a country that chanted death to America, right? This was his accomplishment. He's been in office for 47 years, and his family's enriched themselves on that, and he's accomplished just about nothing else. And the guy calls a lid on it on Monday morning at, 8:30 in the morning, and, and he's not seen for days. And I just don't think stylistically you could have two different people. I mean, he wants socialized medicine. He wants to get rid of 180 billion private health care plans. He wants to increase taxes by $4 trillion. I mean, he wants to end the oil and gas industry. He wants to end the logging industry. He tried to end the lobster industry in Maine. I mean, they ended every industry. And I mean, you can't even compare the two parties. I mean, you really can't anymore. I mean, this isn't the Democratic Party. This is a far left, unrecognizable, radical party that my father is running against. And that's why he has the enthusiasm that he does. And that's why he's going to win.
In our final minute and a half, I got to ask you about what happens when the president wins re-election. Considering what's happened in Kenosha, in Portland, in Seattle, and now in Philadelphia, we just saw that the last two nights, and it'll probably go into a third night. Do you worry that that America will burn, that there will be riots in the street, that people will be not so peacefully protesting? Do you worry about that? And should there be some sort of national warning system where we say, hey, regardless of who wins, let's everybody keep cool?
You know what? It's amazing that those protests only go one way. They only go one way. You never see somebody on this side, breaking a window to a store or trying to ruin somebody's business that they've spent their entire life, working for. It only goes one way, and it's only in far left, radically run cities across this country where, they're not allowing law enforcement to do their jobs, and it's tremendously sad. I actually think very positively. I think it's gonna. I hope, and I really believe this. I hope the media will do an inward reflection and say, listen, over the last 4 or 5 years, including when Trump was running in 2016. We missed it. We're not understanding the sentiment of this country. We're not forgetting about, we're not understanding the men and women who've gotten left behind and no longer have a voice, and we're out of touch with America. And let's do an inward reflection and reanalyze. And I really believe after he wins, and I really believe he'll win, people have to get out and vote. But I really hope the media has some self-reflection, and because they've all gotten it wrong. They're not speaking for the people of this nation. And what we all hold dear in this country.
Again, Eric Trump joining us, the son of President Donald J. Trump. I'm watching your dad in Phoenix, Arizona on the monitor here in the studio. This is his second speech. He'll be heading to Florida tonight. And then he's. And by the way, he mentioned in one of his speeches today that he would be coming back to Nevada. Do you know, without getting too far ahead of the president's scheduler, is he going to be coming back this way before Election Day or on Election Day?
He will be. We were talking about that actually last night. And all of us will be, and we're going to turn Nevada red. We're going to turn Nevada red. I promise you, we are. The enthusiasm is off the charts, and people see the radical left for who they are, and I think there's more enthusiasm now than ever before. So get out and vote, make us really proud as a state that we absolutely adore. We adore the state, and it was great to be there for the last couple of days. It was great to spend so much time with him last night. In a building we love, in a city we love, in a state that we love.
Eric Trump, thank you so much. It's always fun visiting with you, and hopefully we'll have many more of these conversations, maybe before the president returns next week. Thank you so much. Safe travels throughout Ohio, and we'll talk with you again soon.
Thanks so much, Kevin. You take care of yourself.
There you go. I've always said, in fact, I told him 4 years ago, that one of these days we'll be talking about Eric Trump for president, not Donald J. Trump for president. And I really believe that either Don Jr. or Eric, I think, are presidential timber. I really believe that. Stick around. More to do as we continue. Great to have Eric Trump on with us on the road in the state of Ohio. At least I know where he is. Joe Biden probably doesn't know. Ohio or Iowa? I'm not really sure. Anyway, stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Heidi Harris.
I don't care what the mainstream media tells you. When you compare polls from 2016, this same time in 2016 versus now, I think Trump's going to pull it out. We'll talk about it.
Heidi Harris, tomorrow morning from 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ.
Chances are you may never have to appear before a judge or even be in a courtroom. But that doesn't mean your life isn't affected by those who wear the robes of justice. I'm Judge William Kephart, and having been both a justice court and a district court judge, I am tough on criminals, especially those who commit crimes against women and children. Since 2010, I have presided over 100 jury trials, and I have one of the lowest reversal rates in all district courts in the state of Nevada. I'm a strong believer in the rule of law, but I am fair. I manage my courtroom both tough and effectively, which means I will always ensure that the law is properly enforced. And for all of us, that means the Department 19 will be a courtroom presided over by a judge that is a crime fighter, but will also have compassion when needed. Tough, firm, and fair. That's who I am as your District Court Department 19 judge. Thank you for your vote. I'm Judge William Kephart. Visit me at judgebillkephart.com.
Paid for by the Committee to Re-elect William Kephart.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month, and there are no contracts and no commitments. Programs start as low as $349 per month, and there's no network, so you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance, so your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall, or call 855-58-LIBERTY.
I'm Kent Davenport of Quality Hearing Aids. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. is an icon in the civil rights movement. When he led a protest march, his followers marched singing hymns, not screaming profanities. They marched peacefully in the daylight, not like a mob in the dark of night. Their faces were not hidden behind masks or other disguises. If there was any violence, it was inflicted upon them, not initiated by them. There was absolutely no destruction of property, looting, or setting of fires. I believe if Martin Luther King Jr. saw the things being done today, in the name of the cause for which he lived and died, that he would weep. Kent Davenport, Quality Hearing Aids, QHALV.com, 369-1321, QHALV.com, 369-1321.
What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24-7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect over the past 30-plus years. But now, the Clark County Commission says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. And the best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So, at Ichabod's Lounge, you can have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the Valley's top gaming promotions. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7 with live music. Ichabod's, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
While we were talking with Eric Trump, the governor is in the midst of a news conference, and he's taking questions along with his assistant, Caleb Cage, who is in charge of the pandemic and all of the health issues. Let's see if we can take you to the governor and his news conference, courtesy of our friends at News 3.
Encounters, one of the things that we saw is as different types of tests hit the market, we wanted to ensure that we're not double counting tests. So if an individual goes in and gets two specimens collected, one is provided in a point of care test and then one is sent to the lab. It didn't make sense to count that as two separate tests. It would appear to be two separate individuals. So we thought testing encounter was just a better methodology.
Governor, it seems like the Great Balancing Act is somewhat a departure from your prior messaging about following the science, at least in messaging. Has your perspective on balance changed at all throughout the course of the pandemic?
Not really. I'm learning as we go through this. I think when everyone would admit, if they were being totally candid with themselves 8-9 months ago, we never thought that we would be here today, at the first almost of November, still in this situation. You cannot keep the economy shut down forever. And it's my hope that we continue to, and people say open things up. Everything is open except for one school district in Southern Nevada. Most things are open right now, currently now. What we need to do is to have people make the choice, as I said at the meeting on Monday. If you want to go watch your grandson or your granddaughter play basketball, wear your mask. If you want to be able to go to a concert or a football game, wear your mask. If you want to help create jobs in the state of Nevada so people can support themselves, wear your mask and social distance. It's up to us to determine the direction that we're going to go in.
Thank you.
May I add to that, Governor? I'd say we absolutely are continuing to follow the science in these decision-making processes. Just last week, Dr. Fauci from the federal government talked about the need to continue to make sure that opportunities to participate in the economy, participate in education and so on are absolutely essential, and that we do know from science and from experience, as the governor said, we do know exactly what it's going to take in order to stop the spread of this disease, this virus. And if we can implement that collectively, then we can continue to move forward with the economy open and otherwise.
We will take the last three questions that are up there.
Mr. Cage, I know going into tomorrow with Washoe County, you do a lot of analyzation. Coming into tomorrow, do you have any idea or some comments on what things you may have kept them in the high risk classification for the last 5 weeks?
Thank you. This is Caleb Cage. I If I understand the question correctly, we've had a number of conversations with the health officer, the county manager, and others within Washoe County, a number of them, several of them just today, in fact, regarding that very question. And as they have pointed out a number of times in those conversations, there's no smoking gun source. There's no employer. There's no one organization or one activity that's leading to this, that what they're seeing is generalized community spread within Washoe County right now.